This is VOA News. Tommy McNeil. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is on his way from Russia at the end of a six-day trip that triggered global concerns about weapons transfer deals between the two countries, locked in separate standoffs with the West. Kim began his journey back to North Korea Sunday aboard his armored train from a region in Russia's Far East following a farewell ceremony at a train station. Since entering Russia last Tuesday in his first overseas trip in more than 4 years, Kim had met President Vladimir Putin and visited key military and technology sites. South Korea's president says the international community will unite more tightly to cope with deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea as he plans to raise the issue with world leaders at the UN General Assembly this week. President Yoon Suk-yeol made the comments in written responses to questions from the Associated Press ahead of his departure to New York. Worries about Russian-North Korean ties have flared since North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia last week. The United Nations needs the cooperation of member states and the support from public to tackle issues at a time when the world is facing multiple challenges. That's according to Dennis Francis, the new president of the 78th session of the UN General Assembly.
What we'll be doing is mobilizing to facilitate better decision-making on the part of the UN and ensuring that when the UN gives commitments, it honors those commitments by way of building trust both within and without the organization.
In his opening remarks, Francis said the new session of the General Assembly began amid a daunting global agenda beset by a series of cascading challenges. When asked about the working priority during his term in an interview with China Media Group, he pointed to some challenges facing the world. This is VOA News. Negotiations for the United Auto Workers and Ford had reasonably productive discussions toward a new contract, according to the union Saturday, as about 12,700 UAW workers remained on strike for a second day as part of a coordinated labor action targeting Detroit's big three automakers. Reuters' Lisa Bernard reports.
Talks between the United Auto Workers and the Detroit Three automakers resumed on Saturday, a day after the union began one of the most ambitious U.S. labor strikes in decades. About 12,700 UAW workers remained on strike for a second day after the union's four-year labor deal with General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler parent Stellantis expired at the end of Thursday. Stellantis on Saturday said it had hiked its offer, proposing raises of 20% over a four-and-a-half-year contract term, including an immediate 10% hike. That matches proposals from GM and Ford.
Reuters' Lisa Bernard. Reuters gets an exclusive look at what Mexican journalist and longtime UFO enthusiast says are among the most important discoveries in the history of humankind, two alien-looking mummified bodies. But many scientists, they are already debunked, perhaps even criminal stunts. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber.
These two tiny mummified bodies, images of which were shared around the world this week, are now the subject of much controversy. For Jaime Masson, a Mexican journalist and longtime UFO enthusiast, the alien-looking forms are among the most important discoveries in the history of humankind. But for many scientists, they are an already debunked, perhaps even criminal stunt. Masson gained instant international attention when he stood before Mexico's Congress just days ago and presented the two figures. He shared scientific analysis and study results he argues prove the bodies are about 1,000 years old and not related to any known earthly species.
Reuters' Rachel Faber. Lawyers for an opposition party counselor in Zimbabwe say he and a relative were abducted, beaten, and whipped by unknown men amid a post-election crackdown on criticism of recently re-elected President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling ZANU-PF party. More than a dozen opposition figures, including elected representatives, officials, and activists, have been targeted with violence or arrested by police. Many had hoped for a post-election rapprochement that it badly needed in the once prosperous southern African country. But main opposition leader Nelson Chamisa says his party is facing backlash following the disputed and troubled general election in August. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.